because President said on Wednesday he might order more troops onto the streets as the army and police struggle to stop days of looting and violence, while some citizens say they are arming themselves to protect their property and businesses from the rampage. More than 70 people have been killed in the unrest, the worst in South Africa for years, and hundreds of businesses wrecked. Food and fuel supplies are running short, triggered by the jailing of ex-president Jacob Zuma last week after he failed to appear at a corruption inquiry. It's widened into looting and an outpouring of anger over the hardship and inequality that persists in South Africa 27 years after the end of apartheid. Shopping malls and warehouses have been ransacked or set ablaze in several cities. Security forces say they have arrested more than 1,200 people, but the government has held back from imposing a state of emergency. An Iranian-American journalist said Wednesday she was shocked to learn about an alleged Tehran masterminded plot to kidnap her from her New York home and called for more global pressure on the Islamic Republic. The U.S. Justice Department unveiled charges late Tuesday against four Iranian intelligence agents who had planned to seize the dissident journalist and smuggle her to Iran. She tells CNN she was alerted by the FBI 8 months ago that she was being watched and her home was not safe. She said she was moved to a series of safe houses while the FBI investigated the plot, which also involved a California-based Iranian who helped hire private investigators to follow her. According to the indictment filed in New York federal court, the Iranian intelligence officers tried in 2018 to force her Iran-based relatives to lure her to a third country to be arrested and taken to Iran to be imprisoned. This is VOA News. The EU's medicines watchdog said on Wednesday two jabs by approved vaccine makers were vital to